Hello, welcome to Dick and Dom's Cash from Chaos.
Yes, it's our first ever podcast where you could win our show fee. I know. Well, you might not be cheering when you hear how much it is. Because tonight we've had to take off the price of the venue, the producers and the sound op. And we are left with, in this fishbowl over here, here is our fee, the grand total of 200 quid. Actually, hold on. £200.20.
But it's still really good money for us, and you could end up winning it. Now, if you win it, there is a genuine possibility of us walking away from here with absolutely nothing. Yeah. That's what's at stake here today on Cash from Chaos. And every single week on this glorious podcast, we're going to be joined by a world-class celebrity who will be judging this whole competition.
Now, on social media, we asked you who you wanted to see today. You asked for...
Wait for it.
Benedict Cumberbatch. So, we got you, Barney Harwood. There he is, look, it's your childhood. Look, three of your childhood all on stage.
There's Barney.
Good evening, Barney.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Barney, how you doing?
I'm all right, how you doing, bud?
Well, very good to see you here. Now, of course, Barney is here for one reason. It's because he's the only one of our mates that would do it for free.
Yes. Tonight, Barney gets paid nothing and can win nothing.
It's actually true.
But you got your second-class rail fare from Blackpool paid for, yeah?
Yes, absolutely, yes. I made it here just on time.
Anyway, everyone, a lot of people will know you from many programmes on children's television over the years. Was it Barney part of your childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Blue Peter. And then since Blue Peter, what have you been up to?
I've been playing Fortnite, really. Same as you two.
Same as us.
Yes.
It's a lovely knitted blue jumper you've got on tonight, Barney.
Thank you very much, Rich. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd splash out. What with the fee being so large, you know?
A nice, lovely blue chinos as well. I like the look.
Have you got anything else to say? Just invite him here for nothing and start insulting him.
I'm painting the picture. This is audible. It's a podcast.
You know, the first person that I ever worked with was Richard McCaw. I was in a boy band years ago, and we did a road show called the Miz Road Show. Yeah. And that's the first time in 22 years you've come on to me.
Okay, we got the celebrity in place, we got the money in place, we got the glorious audience in place, we got the podcast recording. Are we ready for Cash from Chaos?
Yeah!
All right, let's play Cash from Chaos! Chaos!
Beautiful. Right, okay, yeah, so on with the... Oh! Every time you hear that noise, it's called Quickfire Fiver. We take £5 out of the fishbowl here.
That's our money.
That's our money. We don't want to lose it. We come down here and we ask an audience member a question about our celebrity guest, Barney. So here's your question for £5. And it's our money, so we don't want to lose it. True or false? Barney once dated Justin Fletcher, a.k.a. Mr. Tumble.
True.
Barney, did you once date... Shut it. What's wrong with that? He's a very lovely man.
I can't believe she said true.
Hey, do you know what it was? It was the waistcoat, the spotty waistcoat that did it. Barney, did you once date Mr. Tumble?
I did not.
No. So does that mean we get to keep our money?
We keep our £5!
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what? The weird thing about Mr. Tumble, right, is on television, he sounds like this.
Hi, guys.
As you know, but in real life, he actually sounds like this.
Hi, guys.
It's amazing. Anyway, so you didn't date Mr. Tumble. Anyone famous you did date?
I dated the pirate from Swashbuckle, yes, that's true. For 7 years.
Gemma.
Yes.
There you go. So it wasn't Mr. Tumble, it was someone else. Anyway, thank you very much. You don't win a five. And let's play our first game. And the first game is called...
What Have I Dropped?
Now, in this game, Dom is going to be playing against an audience member. Barney, please, can you point at an audience member you want to play this game?
Okay, let's go with... This girl right here with glasses on.
With glasses. Come over here. Come
on, girl with glasses.
You're going to try and win our money.
Come join us. Give her a round of applause.
Here she comes.
Please, take a seat. Take a seat. Oh, it's lovely to have you here. Happy to be here?
I'm no.
Oh.
I always wanted to be on Dick and Dom and Da Bungalow.
Did you?
I did it as a kid. Now I'm here, so it's fine.
Well, this is kind of second best, yes. Okay, yeah, so this is called What Have I Dropped? Basically, Barney is going to drop something and you have to guess what it is. You have three chances to try and guess. The person that guesses correctly will win. Barney's going to put his hand in the fishbowl, get out some money. This is how much you'll win for this game.
That is a total of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, £35.
£35!
Oh. Don't forget, this is our money. We don't want to lose it, okay? So I hope you don't guess it.
Okay, are you both ready? Let's do this. Sorry, did we get your name? What's your name?
Seema.
Hello, Seema. Lovely to meet you. Right. Okay, Barney, are you ready?
Ready.
This is your first guess.
All right, drop
35 quid. Come on, guess it right.
And then we get to keep it for ourselves.
We keep it.
That sounded like us being dropped by our management last Friday.
He's wrong.
Okay. It's not our management, no?
Seema,
what did Barney drop?
A ball.
A ball? It wasn't a ball. Okay, your second guess. Here we go, Barney. Yeah. And again. Okay, Dom.
Well, it sounded like it's covered in material.
Right.
So it's kind of like a boxing glove type thing. It bounced. So it did bounce kind of like a ball.
Telepathic thoughts.
Well, that's disgusting. No. Is it a boxing glove?
No. Seema?
A box?
A phone box? My life!
Was this the TARDIS?
No! Not a phone box. Right, your third and final guess.
Are you drunk?
The person who's closest will win the 35 quid. Barney, do the honours. Final guess, Dom.
It sounds like there's like two of them or three of them. I'm looking desperately at the audience to see if there's any kind of clues being given back to me.
It's like our audience, too.
What did you say? Give them a clue.
It's a thing.
It's a thing? Oh, cheers for the clue.
That's worse than the phone box line.
Is it a thing?
It is a thing.
I'm going to go for my hopes and dreams. Has he dropped my hopes and dreams?
You're getting far too sentimental on this tonight.
No.
No, he hasn't, Sharon. No, okay. Right, Seema, this is your chance to win 35 quid from us that we don't want to give away. Go on, Seema.
Is it like a plastic doll?
Ooh! Barney, you've heard all of the answers they've given in three attempts. Who do you think was closest? I think Dom's closest answer was a boxing glove. Seema says, was it a doll type thing? It was a rubber duck.
No, please don't win.
It's 35 quid, Barney. You know how skint we are.
You're not paying me for this.
Oh, yeah. Look, we will. We'll give you some of that 35 quid.
I think the audience would lynch me if I was to pick anybody other than Seema, I'm afraid.
Oh! What? Seema's won £35 of our money.
Wait. Yeah, unbelievable. Nice. 35 quid. Give Seema a round of applause. Seema. That's unbelievable.
So that's 35 quid gone. We had £200 and 20p, so £200 and 20p minus 35 is 200... What?
169.80.
What? 160. Thank you, sir.
No.
What?
No, not 20 pence. 75? It's minus 20 pence. Is it 80 pence?
No, it was 200
pounds. Hang on, what? The 20's still where?
The 20p's still in there.
So hang on a minute. So 120... Hang on, shut it.
£165 and 20p left in the pot. Right, let's...
Thank you. As we hurtle towards our next game, which is called...
Here's one I played earlier.
Yes, here's one I played earlier. Barney, come and get your place behind your piano, please. Yes, little did you know that Barney Harwood is a very talented magician. He's a whiz...
Oh, a what?
I'll do that again.
Magician?
For the tape, I'll do it again. Little did you know that
No, they're going to keep that in. You said magician.
Little did you know that Barney Harwood is a very talented musician. He's a whiz on the keyboard. Jam it, Barney. Go on.
I shall now make this piano disappear.
Oh, come on.
See, Benedict Cumberbatch can't do that.
No, I bet he can't.
He certainly can't. That's very impressive, Barney.
Thanks.
You very much.
Cheers.
So, Barney, though... is a former Blue Peter presenter, but tonight he's gone and got himself a little bit pissed. So he's a little bit drunk. He's had a few... What's your tipple?
I've had a few Jaegers.
A few Jaegers.
Very, very refined.
So we're going to play a game now called Here's One I Played Earlier. So in a moment, we're going to get one of you onto the stage to try and win our money. Barney's then going to play a famous tune, but in a slightly drunken manner. You've got to try and work out what that song is. If you guess it, then you're going to win some of our money. How much should either we keep or they win of the money if they guess a song correctly, Barney?
I think each song is worth a fiver.
£5?
Yeah.
That's very good. Times six is?
Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30!
£30! 30 quid's up for stake, and now we need someone to be selected. Barney, will you please choose someone from this wonderful crowd of tens of people?
Absolutely. To play this game, let's go with the biggest smile in the room right here.
Ta-da! Oh, who we got here? Give a round of applause. Here we go. Come on.
Hello.
Who are you?
Farah.
Farah. Everyone say hi, Farah. Okay, Farah, how's your musical knowledge?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. What age are you so you know what era to try and play at?
I'm 25.
25, okay. So we got some music from the years ago. 25 years ago. You've got to try and guess what it is. Okay, £5 per song. Here's what's at stake. Okay, good luck, Farah. You're going to go first. Here's your first drunken tune.
I'm going to start with a bass line. Everyone put your hands together like this.
Okay, thank you. Stop clapping like seals. Shush. Farah, that was a drunken version of a well-known tune. What was the tune?
Was it Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes?
Was it Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes? Barney?
It's not a bad guess, but the wrong rhythm, I'm afraid. It's not that song, no.
It's not? Okay. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, look, people are putting their hands up like it's some kind of interactive party. God, you win nothing, by the way.
Uptown Funk?
Yeah!
How about that? Uptown Funk, no one gets £5, so that means we get to keep our money. That's all ours. Thank you very much, £5. Okay, here comes the next song. Rich, this is over to you.
Yep.
Barney, Drunken Music.
Oh, come on, that's easy. I Will Always Love You.
You're coming on to me again.
Barney, is it? Well, I was love you.
It is.
Another fiver in the fishbowl.
Well done, mate. Nice one. We get to keep £5. Farah, over to you now. Here comes the next drunken song. Decode it. What song is it?
How many Jaegers you had?
Okay, Farah, over to you. There's a titter amongst the public here.
Quiet. Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
No. No shouting out. It's our money. For God's sake, shut up. No, shut up!
No, shut up!
There's a fire exit over there! You'll be out of it! No, shut up! God's sake! Right, okay. What is the song?
Hey Jude.
I'm gonna kill you. What is the song, Barney?
The audience will tell you if that's correct by cheering.
Farah wins £5 of our hard-earned cash.
Right, okay. Well done, you Farah. Got £5. Well done, Farah. Okay, over to Rich now. You got another tune for them. Okay.
Come on, we need to keep
some money.
Keep the money. Oh, that is wrong, man.
I guess.
Well, that is dark.
You'll be hearing that in your head tonight when you're staring at the wall, drinking 3 bottles of wine.
Crying.
Play that again.
So
imagine
dark.
The scene. Rich sat on his bed.
More red wine, please.
I didn't win any money. Who's idea was
I could have gone in with £100.
One to deck, damn you.
Can't even remember what the song is. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Of course it is.
Barney.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We keep £5 in the fishbowl.
So that goes back in the bowl. Farah, here's your third and final tune, your opportunity to win £10 of our money. Thank you, Barney Harwood, former children's presenter. That was a very well-known song from many years ago, probably around the time you were born, actually, Farah. But let's find out. Do you know what the song was?
Is it Imagine?
Imagine by John Lennon, right? Let's ask. Barney, it could be close. Was it Imagine by John Lennon?
It was.
What?
Oh, no!
It wasn't Oasis.
Another five.
Are you sure it wasn't Oasis? But it could have been Oasis.
It could have been Don't Look Back in Anger, but it wasn't.
Right. Okay, there's £5 for you. Well done. She's got £10.
£10.
Quick,
get the card.
Okay, all right, hang on a minute. All right, I'm going in.
Sorry, Farah. Okay. We'll be back with you in a minute.
All right, quick fire fiver. Let's go to the back of the room where people usually sit and hide. Okay, hello, what's your name?
Eleanor,
your chance to win £5. Okay, Barney once skinned a deer that he killed with his bare hands. Is that... Look into his eyes. Is this possible? Is it true or false? Barney once skinned a deer that he had killed with his bare hands. True or false?
False.
Okay. Barney, did you once kill and skin a deer with your bare hands?
Play the Bohemian thing while you're telling us. Come on, the dark thing.
I didn't kill it, but I did skin it and eat it, yes, but it was killed by somebody else, and thus...
So actually, the answer is...
It's false.
Oh my God!
Not another fiver!
Hold on, that's £5 of my blooming money. Thanks a lot for that. Can we stop playing the quick fire fivers, please?
We're burning through cash. Right, thank where you. Were we? Oh, it's my last go on this game. Right.
Oh, not again, but God's sake! Bloody playing it!
All right, man, I'll get the fiver. Right, fiver out the fishbowl, into the audience, coming over this side this time. And yes, you, sir. What's your name?
Josh.
All right, Josh. Quick fire fiver, true or false? When Barney met the Queen, Barney was so nervous he called her Anne instead of Ma'am.
Something tells me this might have been a Blue Peter thing. I'm going to say true just on a whim.
On a whim? Barney, are you on a whim?
It feels like it, yeah.
I wonder what being on a whim feels like.
Stand here, you'll feel the heat.
Go on then, did you call the Queen Anne?
I did.
Ooh! Oh!
Josh, you win £5! This is not going well for us, mate.
Right, get back here on stage, quickly play the next piece of music.
Right, yeah, piece of music. Right, it's my turn. Let me try and keep a fiver. Got it.
Go
easy on. Like Sunday morning.
Is it? No.
It is.
Yay! We keep a fiver. Well done, Farah. You won £10. Congratulations. That's the end of the game.
Thank you very much. Well,
right.
Thanks for that.
So, let's work this out. We gave a fiver out on the quick fire fiver there. Another fiver on the quick fire fiver there. That's 10. Farah won 10, so that's £20 gone. We had 165 in the bowl. So
and 20p.
And 20p. So 165 minus 20 is £145.20.
So that's our fee, that's our money, that's what we want to keep. And let's see if you can now win the rest of our fee as we enter the next game. It's time for...
Quick Quid Minute.
Yes, we're going to put a minute on the clock and we're going to come down into the audience and you've got to answer as many questions as you can in a minute. For each question you get right, you win a quid. Dom, quids are for you, quids for me. Right, who wants a quid? We're coming in.
Here we go. Don't forget, these are questions. If you get one right, then you win a pound, simple as that. The question is, hot chocolate or Philip Schofield? I'm afraid it's Philip Schofield, sorry.
Do you think Rihanna has ever sent an email about someone called Anna with the subject line, Anna?
Yes.
Yes? No, the answer is don't know, sorry.
Okay, here's the question. Is climate change real?
No.
No, correct, well done, it's not true, well done.
Next question. How big is Simon Cowell diagonally?
1.5 metres.
Wrong. He's smaller than David Walliams, but bigger than Amanda Holden.
Okay, next question. Okay, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Okay, have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yes.
No, you haven't. I'm sorry, you don't win.
Digital photo frames never really caught... Oh, I've started, so I'll finish, even though it's my own money. Digital photo frames never really caught on, did they?
No.
No, the answer is my nan's got one, but she doesn't really use it. Sorry about that. Well, that was quick quid minutes.
That's quick quid.
So, we had 145 in the fishbowl. We've just given away another quid. We now have £144.20 to play for.
But don't forget, that's our money. It's not yours. We do not want to give it away. Otherwise, we'll be leaving here, literally, and I mean literally, with sod all. Okay? And we don't want that to happen.
Here's another game. It's called...
How much can I fit in my mouth?
Yes.
I'm playing this one, aren't I?
Huh?
I'm playing this one.
No, I'm playing.
Are you playing?
I'm playing this one.
All right, you can play it then.
I'm playing
right.
It.
We need another audience member. Barney, choose somebody. Oh, look at them all. Aren't they a lovely looking lot?
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Good man. Give him a round of applause.
Hello. Welcome to Cash from Chaos. Please take a seat. Ah, let's make ourselves feel nice and cosy.
Okay.
All sitting down and feeling warm and lovely. Yeah. Hello, what's your name?
Phil.
Phil. Say hello, Phil. Marvellous. They're nice, aren't they?
They're quite nice, yeah.
Phil. Phil.
They're quite nice, yeah.
Before we play this, how much can you fit in your mouth?
I've never tried.
Oh.
It depends what.
Phil, let's find out a bit more about you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a DJ.
DJ, what kind of music?
Pop punk.
Pop punk.
Lovely.
Okay, good.
Where do you live?
Walthamstow.
Good. Right.
Are you married?
No.
Anything else to ask him, Dom?
Oh, what? What is this? Just get on with the bloody game.
All right, let's do it. How much Can I Fit in My Mouth? Basically, we're going to give you both a plate of lemon slices. So there's one for you, Phil. Lovely, nutritious, delicious, all the vitamin C you need. There you go, done one for you. Basically, we're going to see who can fit the most lemon slices in their mouth. What you have to do during the time of putting the lemons in your mouth, you have to keep shouting out, sucking lemons, okay? So one goes in.
So you put one in, and you go, sucking lemons.
And then you put another one in, sucking lemons. Right, Barney, how much are they playing for in How Much Can I Fit in My Mouth? Let's get the money out. Come on, it's all about the cash. It's all about the cash.
Now, when I was a kid, my party trick used to be putting my whole fist in my mouth. I used to do that.
Yeah, we don't want to know about that.
So I know that I can win you at this game, and I can keep my money nice and safe.
How much has she got? Doing to his man?
Okay, in my defence, it was all stuck together, but there's £56 here.
25,
30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. Yeah, it's 56. I'm really sorry.
I have a heart attack.
What?
Genuinely, there was some static in the bowl, and it has stuck together, but that's what I pulled out.
I'm going to have to push my epiglottal to the back of my throat so I can fit more in.
Phil, we're playing for £56. What would you buy with that?
Lemons.
Yeah, lemons.
More lemons, all right. Okay, so who can fit the most lemon slices in their mouth? Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm sucking lemons.
One.
I'm sucking lemons.
Two.
Three. I'm sucking lemons.
I'm sucking lemons. You don't have to say I'm, you can just say sucking lemons.
Sucking lemons.
Well, that wasn't either word.
Sucking lemons.
Six.
It's dribbling everywhere.
Seven.
Down his beard.
Nine. Oh my lord, 10. When do we stop this? This is like torture. He's doing it to himself. 11. He's done them all. He's done the whole plate. Hold on. I'm just gonna go over to our producer. Just going over to our producer to verify how many that was. 12 lemon slices! Well done, Phil. Dom, if you get less than 12, he wins £56.
Did you know about the change in the rules in this, by the way, boys?
Don't you start, Harvard.
No, it's true. They told me before to tell you.
What?
That if you don't manage to beat Phil, you've got to eat his as well that have just come out of his mouth.
And look at it. A plate full of lemony mush with Phil's goals all over it. Oh, man. Hold that, Phil.
Here we go. Here we go.
Right.
Ready?
Sucking lemons, remember.
Here goes the first one.
Well, I'll be quite... Do you not like lemons? Well, say it then. Come on, it was your idea, this game.
Fucking lemon.
I beg your pardon, Dominic Wood. Are they a bit tart, dear? You want to see the pain on his face? He's gone red.
Fucking lemon.
Three.
Oh, he's just caused a bit back up. Oh, my life, he's only got three in it. It looks like he's going to barf.
Fucking lemon.
Four. Oh, my life, he's literally nearly being sick all over the stage. He stopped. How many did you... 1, 2, 3, 4... He only managed 5 slices. That means Phil's gone and won £56 of our cash. Oh, Phil, thank you. You were such a good sport, even though you gossed it all out and made a mess. Cheers, Phil. Spot £56 for Phil. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Phil has been kind.
Buy yourself something pretty.
He's given me £1 back. Oh, Phil. Well, we did give him £55, Dom.
Oh, those sucking lemons. Anyway, right, good, now we're done. How much money have we got left?
Oh, yeah, how much money? So we've given Phil £55 because he gave us £1 back. There was £144.20. Minus 55 is 96. Is it 6 or 4 or 5?
Oh, no,
it's 6. £94.20 left to play for!
So that's our money. If we split that in half, we can go home with about £50 each, but it's probably not going to be the case as we head towards our final game of the show. It's time to play...
Cash Grab.
Yep.
I'm playing this one, aren't I?
You're playing this one.
For the very last time, Barney, please pick a member of the audience.
The girl there with the blonde bob with the red top on, right at the back.
Aww. Okay. Come up here, give her a round of applause. Here we go.
Lovely. Hello. Welcome. What's your name?
Sophie.
Sophie. Say hi, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Okay, so here's how Cash Grab is going to work. We're going to take all of the money that is left in the jar. That is the prize money that is left after the game show. In a moment, we're going to spread all of that money down there in the
cash zone.
We're going to spread it all over the cash zone over there. Like, we call it a cash zone, but actually it's just a dirty bit of sticky floor that's been painted black. But anyway, we're going to spread it all over there. We're then going to put 15 seconds on the clock. Sophie, we will then give you and Rich 15 seconds to try and scoop up as much money as you possibly can whilst wearing these oven gloves, okay? So you put one of them on.
That's the
one
catch.
You have to pick it up with the oven glove hand and you can put it, transfer it into the other hand. Now, like Fight Club, there are no rules. You can hold them down, you can punch them in the face, you can kick them up the bracket. Anything you want to do to try and get as much of our money as you possibly can, okay? Good luck. Both of you go down into the
cash zone.
Now they're making, they're doing the stings now, look. Right, Barney, do you want to go and spread it?
Now look, it does get a bit violent now.
Gets a bit spicy, this bit, a bit
it
cheeky.
It certainly does. Let me just remove all these objects. We've got indemnity insurance, so it's fine.
Oh!
Someone's just come in late.
Hold on! Breaking news from the producers, listeners, and audience of this podcast. Someone has just arrived late and bought a ticket for £10. So we now put that on the floor and Phil, work out the maths, Phil. We had 90, whatever it was, £94.20 plus £104.20 is now all over the floor in the Backyard Comedy Club here in East London.
You've got 15 seconds in which to pick up as much of our leftover profit as you possibly can. Rich, for God's sake, man, pick it up. This is literally our fee. You have 15 seconds and your time starts now. Come on, Rich. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Preach, for God's sake, man, pick it up. That's our money. That's our fee. Come on, man. He's knocking her over. What a gentleman. He's cleaned off her feet. Stop. Both of you come up.
I've got cash. She's got cash.
Right. Barney, come over here. Would you like to count out how much each of us have got?
Okay. What did I get, Barney? What did I get? Didn't do very well.
5, 10. 15, 20, £25.
25 quid!
Is that just all you got?
Just what I needed. I can go buy a new mattress.
Right, now we're going to count how much Sophie's got.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30.
Ooh. She beat me! She beat me!
Okay. So now, Sophie, congratulations. You've got £30 of our fee. Okay. We're now going to give you an option. You can either say thank you very much, take your £30, and go and sit back down at your seat and buy your mates drinks for the rest of the night, okay? Or, at the flip of the coin, if you get the right one, either heads or tails, you not only get to keep the money you've collected, but you get the money Rich collected and all the leftover money on the floor.
Barney, can
however,
you wait.
If you guess incorrectly, then we get to keep every single penny, including the money you picked up. Would you like to sit down with 30 guaranteed quid? Or, from the toss of a coin, would you like to gamble that and win 104?
Come on,
or go
you,
home with
what
nothing? What do you want to do? Wait, peasants, please, shush. What do you want to do? Are you going to gamble or are you going to go home with 30 quid? What are you going to do?
Gamble.
Yay! Now, let me just remind everyone what's at stake here. If Sophie guesses correctly, heads or tails, she goes home with over £100 of our money. Yay! If she gets it, we go home. I mean, literally.
Who thought of this idea?
We did. We go home with literally nothing. If she gets incorrectly, we get some of our money. Okay.
Now, the way this will be decided is Barney Hardwood will step into the middle of Sophie and I, and he's going to flip a coin. It's as simple as that. Heads or tails. The winner takes all.
So, Sophie, would you like to go for heads or tails?
Tails.
Okay, so we know if it's tails, Sophie wins. Keep looking forward. Keep looking forward. Do not look at all, Barney.
£52
to get ready to flip the coin.
Come on.
Stop the music. Barney, flip the coin. Barney, put your foot over the coin. Okay, so you know whether it's heads or tails. If it's tails, Sophie gets over £100 and we go home with no money.
104 quid.
I know.
52 quid.
Oh, flipping money.
£52, 10p.
Yes. Okay, Barney, was it heads or was it tails?
It was tails.
Sophie wins £104.20. We win nothing.
So thank you very much for coming to Cash from Chaos. We've been Dick and Dom. Thank you very much to Barney Harwood. Thank you very much to Rubber Chicken as well. Thank you very much to everyone coming along, for everyone tuning into this podcast as well.
Yes, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time for more Cash from Chaos.